This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Eloy Lucille Martinez. Date of birth, December the 13th, 1965. Case ID number is 615-1986. Date of exam, August the 15th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Doctors Hospital at the Renaissance, Dr. Alejandro Bocanegra, and a dated 9/18/22 and 10/31/22, along with a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old single male who has 5 children and lives with his niece, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, diabetic foot problems, comma, and acute kidney injury. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked at construction for 10 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his nephew in Edinburgh and lives in a small room that a friend of his is giving to him for free. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, diabetic foot problems, and number three, acute kidney injury. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus and acute kidney injury. The claimant states that in 2008, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, but does suffer from nephropathy, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, and has had an embolic occlusion of the left lower extremity secondary to peripheral artery disease. The claimant states he checks his blood glucose once per day and states that it was 300 mg/dL yesterday. He states that usually it's between 100 to 600 mg/dL. At the present time, he's taking insulin, NPH, 10 units, sub-Q, BID. He takes no oral medication. The claimant does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was as well. He appears to be poorly controlled at this time. During the time that the claimant was admitted in September of 2022, when he had a terrible infection of his foot, he was diagnosed with acute kidney injury versus chronic kidney disease. When his condition was stable and he was discharged, it was found that it was an acute kidney injury. The claimant's BUN on October the 31st, 2022, when he admitted to the hospital, was 19 mg/dL, which is normal. However, his creatinine level was 1.4 mg/dL, which was high. On 5/1/2023, the claimant had a creatinine of 1.1, which is normal, indicating that more likely than not, it was acute kidney injury, which has resolved itself. The claimant does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was, and more likely than not, he is poorly controlled this time, secondary to not receiving any medical care. Allegation number two, diabetic foot problems. The claimant states that in 2021, he started to develop cellulitis and necrosis of the left great toe, and also cellulitis and gangrenum of the right foot. The claimant went on to have a partial amputation of the left foot, which was performed on October 31st, 2022, which consisted of a transmetatarsal amputation stump. His operation was successful. However, now he has a 1 centimeter ulcer decubitus on the lower part of his foot. He also had a partial amputation of the distal part of his big toe on the right side in 2020, which has healed well. The claimant is a poorly controlled diabetic. X-rays were performed, which confirmed his diagnosis. And he was also found to have peripheral vascular disease with occlusion of the left leg. Dorsalis pedis pulses on the left foot and right foot were difficult to assess. The claimant does have atherosclerosis of both lower legs with diabetic polyneuropathy. Cellulitis and necrosis. The claimant is a former heavy smoker, which complicates his condition. He does have a history of alcohol, drug abuse, and has problem with circulation of both lower legs. The claimant did have a right lower extremity angiogram, and which did not appear as bad as the left leg. No injections were given for his condition. He complains of left leg numbness with sciatic pain as well in the left leg. He appears to have a mild hemiparesis / plasia of the left and upper lower extremity, mostly on the left lower extremity. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily, but mostly he complains of left leg numbness. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, unable to stand, climb the stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He did present with 2 crutches that he uses all the time to support himself and to ambulate with. His physician is Dr. Alejandro Bocanegra. He is presently taking 500 milligrams of Tylenol Q12 hours, which he states does help him with the pain. Because of his condition, he does no other physical activity. Family history. His father died at the age of 85 from a myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, and hypertension. His mother died at the age of 85 from cerebral vascular accident and a history of tuberculosis. Medications: atorvastatin 20 mg QD, nifedipine 30 mg QD, furosemide 40 mg QD, and insulin NPH 10 units sub-Q BID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, history of tuberculosis, which has been treated and in remission at this time, acute kidney injury resolved, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, anemia, comma, osteoarthritis of the hands, comma, gout, partial amputation of the distal big toe in 2020, and partial transmetatarsal amputation stump of the left foot performed October the 31st, 2022. Also, he has a history of an appendectomy in 2002. Social history: tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 4 cigarettes per day for 15 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 12 ounces of beer per day for 20 years. He states he quit in 2022. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant doesn't have a history of using cocaine in the past. The last time he used it was in 2021. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted disease. He did have tuberculosis for a year and a half and was treated in a hospital. General. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant does appear to have signs of diabetic retinopathy with decreased vision in both eyes. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were abnormal. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD. The claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet distance. Binocular, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 2 to 3 feet. The claimant did not bring any glasses with him and had difficulty doing the physical examination secondary to blindness. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 0. On the left side and on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 0 on the left side and 0 on the right side. Could you please drop down to extremities. There is clubbing and myocyanosis noted on the hands and decreased circulation of the lower extremities. There is a plantar ulcer of 1 centimeter. Decubitus ulcer of the right foot on the plantar area. There is also a right midfoot transmetatarsal partial amputation of the foot on the right side. On the left side, the claimant has a left toe distal amputation, which appears to be well healed at this time. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? To skins, there is a right foot 1 centimeter decubitus ulcer of the plantar area, which appears to be not healed at this time, but is not oozing any kind of fluid or serous discharge. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented to times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought process and his memory was fair. Concentration was good. And he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar. Were +1 bilaterally. As well as normal reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally, which were also at +1. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with two assistive devices, which were crutches that he needed to use to be able to ambulate with. His hand-eye coordination and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms, especially of the left leg, with tenderness. There was mild joint swelling around the ankle and some erythema and deformity of both feet, secondary to amputations and ongoing cellulitis. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex the lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but abnormal for the lower extremities, especially for the left leg, where the claimant appears to have a mild hemiparesis or possible radiculitis / radiculopathy. Straight leg raise exam in a sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side. However, the claimant could not do a straight leg raise for the left side in the supine or sitting position and was also unable to do a straight leg raise in the supine position for the right side as well. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the left knee. However, the claimant was able to flex his right knee to 120 degrees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position without severe difficulty, and he was unable to get up and down from the exam table at all. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and did not walk at a normal tandem rate because of his foot problem. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires two assisted devices of crutches all the time in order to be able to ambulate. Neurological, grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were decreased, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were plus 1 to 0. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal. To light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms, especially of the left leg. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities, and plus 2 over 5 for the left lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle large objects and can only handle small objects at this time. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both lower extremities in the form of amputations. He is unable to heel toe and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has severe limitations in his visual fields and his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right transmetatarsal amputation with a ongoing plantar ulcer and a left distal toe amputation with decreased strength in both feet. Also, the claimant has uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and blindness at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, not being adequately treated. Blood glucose levels are from 100 to 600 milligrams / DL. His last blood glucose level was 300 milligrams / DL. Number two, diabetic foot problems with peripheral artery disease and embolic disease and of the left lower leg. Does not appear to be well controlled at this time. The claimant does have severe peripheral vascular disease. Allegation number three, acute kidney injury. Dash has resolved, appears to be doing fairly well with kidney function at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Eloy Lucio Martinez.